Good morning, Internet, and welcome to another GoatCast. I am Steven from the Daily Goat Show, and I've put a lot of stuff on my website about the PlayStation Vita, and that's creeped on over to my YouTube channel as well. It's because I've had a really good time with the system and really encourage anybody to buy one. So today I want to talk about the Vita and why the time is now right to buy one. Now, from the moment I first learned about the Vita back in 2011, I wanted one. So why did I wait nearly 4 years to buy one? Well, I'd like to think it's because I also waited 4 years to buy a PlayStation Portable, and I felt the need to be consistent. But in truth, I never really could justify the price until the Borderlands 2 bundle came out. And even then, I was hesitant to spend the cash. I felt I wouldn't play it as often as I thought I would, and I didn't want to waste $200 on a whim, even though my PSP still gets a lot of attention. I was also unsure about the library of games available for the system, especially since big AAA support has seemed to fall off. Well, the day finally came, and I had some GameStop gift cards, and I had a few games to trade in. Normally, I don't trade in my games, but I had a few that I knew I would never play again, and I really didn't care about them being in my collection, so I ended up paying about $30 for the system when it was all said and done with gift cards and trade-in. I'm not going to talk about the money lost on trades, so really the system cost me more than $30 when I consider that, but regardless, we're not going to mention that. But, you know, as I said, I got the Borderlands bundle. It also came with an 8GB memory card, and I immediately ordered a 32GB card from Amazon when I got home for considerably less than what GameStop wanted, because as I found out, that 8GB really wasn't going to do it. Borderlands was not on a physical cartridge. It was actually a download that you had to do, and that basically took up the entire 8GB card, so any updates or anything I wanted for other games, or really if I wanted to buy any other games, really didn't have the room to do that. But the 32GB card, that seems to handle everything fairly nicely. So anyway, I fire it up, I update it, I install Borderlands, and I immediately call myself dumb for waiting to buy this thing. It's fantastic. The screen is very sharp and the colors pop. I have the Slim with the new LCD screen as opposed to the original OLED screen, and I do realize that the OLED screen is better, but the LCD screen I feel is nothing to scoff at. It's good. The unit feels good in my hands, and the analog sticks feel good, if not a little sensitive, but it's probably because they're very shallow. I feel I don't have the precision normally present when using a DualShock control with the Vita, but that may also be contributed to the screen's lower resolution as well. Either way, once I got used to it, it really wasn't a problem. And for me, the biggest draw to this system was Uncharted Golden Abyss, since Uncharted is one of my favorite franchises. That game alone was how I knew the Vita was in my future. I normally won't buy a new console just for one game, but when it's Uncharted, I'll make concessions, even though I still kind of waited a little bit. As it turned out, I didn't need to make any concessions because my other draw to the system was remote play, and wow, is it great. I can fire up the Vita at home or really anywhere that there's a Wi-Fi and play my PlayStation 4 straight from my Vita. Now, granted, it doesn't work great unless I'm at home, but the option's there. Lag is really only there if I'm doing it over the internet, and even then it's usually minimal if there's a good connection. However, I still really don't recommend it. I would do the remote play just when you're at home, if possible, either from a bedroom or wherever you want to play at home. The only issue really is that the Vita doesn't have any triggers, so you can't push down on the analog sticks either, and those inputs are handled by either the rear touchpad or the front touchpad in some instances, and it works. It's a little clunky, but it works. Now, granted, games like Dark Souls 2, Elder Scrolls Online, and anything else that uses triggers a lot for melee combat is not really recommended, but for everything else, it seems to be perfectly playable. My third reason for finally pulling the trigger on the system is the library. Now, I mentioned that I was hesitant about the library before. However, once I got the system and really started researching it, there's a great library of games out there. It's a little lacking for new releases, but those are actually starting to trickle in a little bit more as well. However, there's a great library already available. Sony did a good job of campaigning the system early on, so there are some good bigger budget AAA titles that were released for the system a couple years ago that are still great to play. So aside from Borderlands and Uncharted, I also picked up Freedom Wars, Resistance, Killzone, Assassin's Creed, Batman Arkham Origins, and Hot Shots Golf. Now, just looking back at that, a lot of those titles that I read off, those are games that you expect to be these big budget games for either the PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4, but they're available for the Vita, and they're not just watered-down versions of bigger games, they're their own self-contained games that were done right, and they feel great playing it on this little handheld system. Of course, Hot Shots Golf, that's kind of just a guilty pleasure for me. But each of these can be had for about $20 new or even less. And if you haven't seen any of these games running on a Vita, and you're picturing, say, like the PlayStation Portable version of Assassin's Creed, Resistance or Killzone, get that out of your head now. Picture the PlayStation 3 versions of those games, and maybe scale it back just a little bit, but you'll still have a good idea. Obviously, the Vita is not going to be quite as powerful as the PlayStation 3, but the games look damn close. They really do look that good. You know, so if you're looking for a serious gaming machine to take with you on the go, you should definitely do yourself a favor and check out the Vita. Now, I'm not blind to the fact that the Nintendo 3DS is dominating the market, but you know that's going to be for another time. Right now, I want to talk about the Vita, and yeah, it is absolutely a great time to buy the Vita. A lot of the games are very cheap. Now, I feel that in a couple years, once games and interest on this system really die off, you'll probably be able to pick up these games for just dirt cheap like you can with big-budget PSP titles now. However, I probably wouldn't wait. $20 for a AAA portable game is pretty good, especially once you see how well the game looks and how well the game plays on the Vita. It's a great-looking game, it's a great-looking system with great-looking games, and it's fun. You know, the 3DS, as powerful of a system as it is, it's still not as powerful as the Vita. And with a lot of newer games trickling in, now Resident Evil Revelations 2 came out, and I've done a little bit of coverage on that game. That one doesn't look great. I'll be honest, that does not really show off what the game can do, except for the fact that it shows that this handheld can do a game of that caliber. However, the graphics are a little mushy. Mushy is the term I'm going to use. But otherwise, the games look great, and there's a lot of new stuff pouring in for it, and I'm absolutely supporting it. Whenever there's a new, bigger physical release for this system, I'm there buying it. And I would recommend that you do as well. Well, that is going to be the GoatCast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. If you liked it, let me know. Feel free to leave some comments about it if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you didn't like it, hey, let me know what I did wrong. You know, your feedback helps me improve. So thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day.